Yeah, I try to be nice, but some people are just mean. Sometimes it seems like the whole world is still in high school. Some people never change, or do they?
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, you stumped me with that one, Fancy Brian, I got to admit.
I didn't know I had it, and I'm using it. I'm happy I did.
Seems thematically appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you, big fella.
Hey, I appreciate whoever cut this and left it in the area.
Someone thought it important that we have a Mean Girls drop. Be a mean girl or boy. Join us, 844-967-2789. You know, you don't really have to be respectful. Apparently, just lob whatever sort of smear you got laid on thick like a bagel.
I know you are, but what am I?
What? I asked you before we came back on air. I didn't want to embarrass you on air. Were you? You're a larger gent. You're a big guy.
Yeah, I'm a large person.
And I'm not a small guy, but compared to you, I'm not a big guy. Not big.
Well, growing up, they could tell that I was taught to not kill the smaller people. You know, not to take my size into account when, you know, dealing with other human beings. So, a lot of, let's say, smaller, meaner folks that, you know, didn't necessarily want to deal with that, knew that I wasn't going to hit them is the point. Knew that I wasn't going to do something.
And how about your family, Fancy Brian? You come from larger stock.
We are large people.
Large folk.
We are large people. I am not the largest person in my family. In fact, I'm like the fourth or fifth largest person in my family.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a.
Grandma must have played a hell of a left tackle.
She had, she had five girls and three boys. All around my size. When you put the girls together, I can tell you who plays center, who plays tackle, and who plays guard. It's that type of thing. My grandfather is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
that's my mom's side, and on my dad's side, his father is not a small man either, or was not a detective in the Suffolk County Police Department, Nassau County. I'm sorry, outside of New York City.
No, really, you're
large.
The large part, I get the ongoing biography of the family tree, less necessary.
I'm cutting it down as short as I possibly can.
Okay, fair enough. Big Irish family.
We come from
family.
Large stock, yes.
And literally, large Irish family.
Irish stock, yes. Irish, Scottish, Highlander type of thing.
Few potatoes went into making you big guy, I suspect. So let me ask you. You don't seem like a ripe target for bullying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Older children.
Because they knew that I wasn't going to do anything. They knew that I wasn't going to, like, you know, they knew that I, like, we played wrestling in the, around the wrestling or, like, tackle football in the neighborhood. And basically it would be me and the four-year-old kid who's the youngest kid in the neighborhood versus everybody else.
Versus the neighborhood.
Yes. So either I'd throw it to him when everybody was covering me and then he'd run in for a touchdown, or he'd throw it to me and I'd catch it despite everybody on top of me, and then I'd walk with the rest of the neighborhood to the end zone.
Well, that sounds more like glory days. That didn't sound like the butt of bullying.
Yes, but my point is that I was always conscious of making sure I didn't hurt anybody. I was like, I'm sorry, while I'm taking down these people.
See,
my point is that made me a nice person and people used me as a target and started calling me names.
Yes.
Like mental house. And necklace.
What?
Mental house?
Mental house.
They were coming up with different...
I could see like brick house, but...
I know, but they went with mental house because for...
like you went mental one day?
They thought I would because the one time I actually... I've lost my temper maybe a total of maybe eight times in my entire life. Like really lost my temper.
Have I ever seen this?
No, you have not.
Okay.
No. No.
So
no.
Not at me, yeah.
No, the people who have a different thing. But they saw me go off once and they called me mental. Yeah, well, it takes a while, but once it happens, it happens. And they call me mental house after that because they kind of, you know, whatever. But then they try to make it nice, so they call me Hentel Mouse as if that was different.
Oh, that takes the edge.
As if I didn't know. But and then a couple kids on the football team called me.
That's almost worse.
I know.
Did they take your hurtful nickname?
They all got cool wrestling names, and I got Hentel Mouse. Great. Good job.
From now on, he'll be known as Flounder.
I know. My point is that the people who were making fun of me weren't very creative at things.
You know, my last name being Crute.
Oh, I can see you being right.
Pronunciation is Crute. But, you know, lots of variants of crudy, crudy fruity, tutti fruity, fresh and fruity. You know?
I mean, I got Smelly Kelly and things like that. But,
oh,
you know,
Smelly Kelly. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's an obvious.
That's obvious and easy. But crudy, crudy fruity, that's
oh,
pretty,
yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I like tutti fruity, crudy. Oh, yeah. All mm-hmm. those variants.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And I can
and
see
crouton. Yeah. Any of the, you know, the breadcrumb sort of salad condiment references they could make. Crouton often came out. And the worst, most stinging. Here, I swear to God. This is the worst burn I ever took in my entire life. Probably in 8th grade. And I didn't come. I raised by a single mom. And she actually died that year. It was a long year because I knew my mom was terminally ill and she didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, but you get your new pair of sneaks, right? You're wearing your white sneaks, like the first, second day of school, something like that. And, yeah, they're clean and they're shiny and they're white. And a kid said to me, oh, I had sneakers like that once. And then my daddy got a job. Oh, I got to tell you, that was like 1983, 82. I still remember that. That was the most biting.
Wow.
And I
bet you the person was like, I don't even know. Just did they know?
Yeah, I burned that poor kid.
Wow. That's.
But that one still stinks. I mean, I felt that one because, you know, there's some truth to that.
No, that's like.
They were inexpensive shoes. I'm sure they weren't the cool kids. They weren't even Pumas. They weren't ponies. You know, they were some off generic Tracks brand.
Make fun of the shoes, but you just got to the core, man. That wasn't even on the radar, and you just got hit.
That's the deepest I was having.
Wow, man. Kids are the worst.
And then you get married and you realize, oh no, it gets much worse than that.
Uh-huh.
We'll leave that out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been saying this bad stuff. Not bad, but saying stuff about my wife. No, we're actually getting along great. I don't know why I bring any of this up, but
it's an ongoing theme.
Yeah, hump day. Here's the theme. Mean girls. As Democratic leaders, according to thehill.com, as Democratic leaders weigh potential punitive action against Rep. Lauren Boebert for her recent Islamophobic remarks, Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested today that one option is off the table, doing nothing. Here's her quote. These people do not respect the house that we serve in. We have to make sure that the public understands that we do, Pelosi told House Democrats during a closed-door meeting in the basement of the Capitol. Democratic leaders have so far been cautious in their approach to the uproar over Boebert. Now, we haven't talked a lot about this, who drew widespread criticism in recent days after suggesting to constituents that Rep. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, one of the three Muslims in Congress, poses a threat of terrorist violence. The publicity surrounding the incident sparked death threats against Omar, a Somali refugee. Pelosi and other Democratic leaders quickly issued a statement condemning Boebert's remarks in sharp terms, but they stopped short of taking the same disciplinary action they applied to Reps Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, both of whom were stripped of their committee assignments this year for promoting violent rhetoric and imagery against Democratic lawmakers. Instead, Democrats are pressing House Minority Leader, you know, the assistant principal, Kevin McCarthy, to sanction Boebert unilaterally. McCarthy has sought to ease the tensions privately, but has not publicly condemned her bigoted remarks. Silence from the GOP, that's pretty typical. Kind of builds, doesn't it? A couple of sound bites. We've got Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar, my bad. Let's play it for the people. Fancy Brian, cut number 30, if you would. This is from last night, talking about Boebert, who called her, what, a terrorist, and called her part of the Jihad Squad. The Jihad Squad. Just, you know, drop it. Drop it like it's hot. Cut 30.
We cannot pretend that this hate speech from leading politicians doesn't have real consequences. The truth is that anti-Muslim hate is on the rise both here at home and around the world.
More from Ilhan Omar, cut 31, please.
It is time for the Republican Party to actually do something to confront anti-Muslim hatred in its ranks and hold those who perpetuate it accountable.
Well, that's going to be very difficult. That's sort of one of their party platforms at this point, Fancy Brian. You know, racism's kind of baked in the cake at this point. More from Rep. Ilhan Omar last night, again, addressing the issue with Boebert. 32.
When a sitting member of Congress calls a colleague member of the Jihad Squad and falsifies a story to suggest that I will blow up the Capitol, it is not just attack on me, but on millions of American Muslims across this country.
One more, Rep. Andre Carson, he is a Democrat from Indiana, again on the topic of Omar and Boebert, calling out incitement. Cut 35, please.
This is about calling out individuals who deliberately incite violence and irresponsibly spread lies and misinformation.
Well, we will see what the outcome is, but Boebert, and, you know, if you got some names for, share them here. 844-967-2789. I mean,
how tough can he be with a name like Francis?
George is trolling constantly, isn't he, Fancy Brian?
Oh, he brought up Michael Gableman's toenails today. That's how deep in the well he's digging.
I don't even want to. I'm not even.
No, you don't. It's not at all good. It's just, that's the worst. I'd love to be in an insult thing with somebody creative, but I'm not. It's just recycled crap I've heard over and over again. It's rather, frankly, quite boring.
You know, I feel quite confident. If I ever got Scott Walker, you know, out on in the public, not without bodyguards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if I ever had Scott Walker in, like, a public space, and I just started ball-busting the guy, I'd make him cry.
Oh, he'd walk away. He'd walk away before he cried.
Oh, I've made him walk away. I've made him roll his eyes. I've shut down a number of his press conferences. But I feel quite confident. If I got all personal to his face, A, he'd get all pucker-lipped, you know, be quivery-lipped. And then, you know, maybe not a tear, but, you know, he'd be quite emotional. Little.
I used to run track.
And then he would either run away or, you know, quite frankly, he'd take his beating. But I'd make him cry. I feel damn near confident. Back to Boebert. You know, I hate to perpetrate some of the same sort of behavior, but takes one to know one. What you don't understand about Lauren Boebert, according to Chris Saliza over at CNN. On day three of the controversy caused by Lauren Boebert's suggestion that a Muslim member of Congress might be a terrorist, the Colorado Republican said that she can't wait to debate the issue with Rep. Ilhan Omar on the Fox News primetime show. Yup, that's what she said. What the two would debate is not entirely clear to me. Boebert said on multiple occasions that Omar, a Democrat who represents Minnesota in Congress, was a terrorist. She also said that Omar was black-hearted and evil. And she regularly refers to Omar as well as Reps Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts as the Jihad Squad. Omar, for her part, asked Boebert in a phone conversation Monday to issue a public apology. Boebert refused to do so, saying later in an Instagram post, because that's where we all responsibly go, is to Instagram, of course, "I will fearlessly continue to put America first, never sympathizing with terrorists." Unfortunately, Ilhan cannot say the same thing, and our country is worse off for it. On Tuesday afternoon, Omar played a recording of a voice message he had received following Boebert's comments, in which several slurs were used, and the caller told the congresswoman she will not live much longer. After all that happened is when Boebert made her comments that she can't wait to debate Omar on Laura Ingraham's Fox News Channel show. I'd like to see that as well. Boebert, the best and the brightest of the GOP. Come back, more devils.
Oh, I have so many names.
This is like bowl of doggy do. Put a cherry on top and call it a chocolate sundae.
He looks like some disheveled drunk that wandered onto the political stage.
You and your mom are hillbillies.
Roger, just go cry to your father, you little weasel.